Hello and welcome to episode 286 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And please make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Big thanks to Flanageddon, who left a 5-star review on our iTunes page saying, quote, "As a podcast addict, I listen to about 30 shows a week, but I can always fit in my daily dose of Daily Brainwave. Always informative and always entertaining." Thank you very much for your feedback, Flanageddon, and I'm honored to be part of such a diverse selection of podcasts. 30, that is commendable. Today we are kicking off our look at board games by getting a life. You might be surprised to hear just how far back life goes. In 1860, Milton Bradley, this is Milton Bradley the person, mind you, not Milton Bradley the company, had a problem. As a printer, Bradley had made his money selling portraits of Abraham Lincoln. Political mania being what it was at the time, everyone had to have an image of Honest Abe hanging in their parlor. But Milton's success stumbled a bit when Abe grew his famous beard. Milton's portrayal of the president still had him clean-shaven. A bit down and out, Milton needed a new idea. He decided to try and make a game. Using the pattern of a checkerboard, his game modeled the life cycle of your average human from birth to old age. The board was checkered with good spaces and bad. The idea was to land on the good spaces and accrue points while avoiding the pitfalls of life. Now, these pitfalls were pretty morbid, including poverty and ruin. The game was a runaway success. It appeased the moralistic sensibilities of the time. Because even though it was based entirely on chance, and therefore akin to gambling, it didn't include dice, because using dice would be too much like gambling. So it's gambling without being gambling? I don't know. Instead, it used a top-like thing that spun and had 6 sides. Think of a dreidel with 6 sides. Just like a die. But it wasn't a die. Which made the checkered game of life a spin and roll and move game.
Huzzah!
Though it may sound very different than the game we play today, the checkered game of life was the forerunner to our modern game of life. 100 years after the first game came out in 1960, Milton Bradley's company took another crack at life. This one much more recognizable. With its colorful board and little cars, the game became a hit with kids around the world who just couldn't wait to grow up and get married and pay taxes and buy life insurance. Yeah, sounds like a game any kid would want to play. Thanks for tuning in to episode 286 of the Daily Brainwave. If you enjoy the game of life but want something a little different, check out an awesome board game called Forbidden Island. It doesn't play like the game of life at all, but if you enjoy life, you'll enjoy Forbidden Island. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And get out your spy glasses, folks, when you tune in tomorrow, because we will continue our look at board games by searching for clues.